Screw 2020. It's not just what we feel. It's the motto of a campaign that went viral by design. We find out how with my guest, a marketer at a leading mobile operator, all this and more in episode number 413.
Cracking the code on how you can drive business results and customer connection. Equipping you to acquire, engage, and retain customers, inspiring lasting loyalty across mobile, web, apps, and more. Welcome to Mobile Presence. This week and twice a month, we bring you a special series about retention sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform. Hosted by analyst, author, and top 30 mobile marketing influencer, Peggy Ann Sauls.
Thank you, Ricky, and thank you for joining Mobile Presence. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, founder of Mobile Groove. And this week, bringing you Reimagine Growth, a special mini-series on retention marketing brought to you by CleverTap. Of course, we say it over and over again, but you can't say it often enough. Retention is indeed the new growth, particularly here when we're talking about winding up 2020. And we know that a single digit increase in retention can mean double or even triple digit increase in profits. That's what we all want to get to. But of course, you know, before you can get to retention, you have to grab my attention. Okay? Look at it that way. And that means it's something that you have to earn. It starts, of course, with offering value. But it has to also be part of a memorable experience, a magic moment, as we've heard people here on the series tell us, an engaging experience. And engagement starts with interest. So how do you draw people in to interact with your brand or app or campaign in the first place? Well, we're going to hear today that one way to do this is to be controversial, to break the mold, change the rules. Guess what? It works. It's exciting to listen to this. It's going to inspire you, I hope, as you think about campaigns and approaches going into the new year. My guest today knows how to stand out from the crowd. That's what he's doing. He's paid to do it, actually. And more importantly, he knows how to activate and motivate an audience at scale. He does it with guerrilla marketing, but he has a different twist on it, and he also does it with little or no paid marketing. So that's something to note as well. And he's here to share all of the above. I hope he will inspire you as much as he's inspired me in our prep talks to push the boundaries with your own marketing. So here I have Gigi. We'll get to your real name, Gigi, but I love the fact it's almost like a rapper here. Gigi, head of Omnichannel and MarTech Platforms at Circles.life. Great to have you today.
No, great to be here, Peggy. Thanks so much for having me.
I am excited, and I will say Gigi, but of course that's just because I wasn't entirely certain about your first name. I do know it is Gupta at the end, but would it be Gaurav?
Yeah, that's the way you can pronounce my name, Gaurav Gupta. But call me Gigi.
I guess
my name itself is inspired by design thinking. If you'd notice, the keyboard, The centermost key is actually G. So like you press it twice, and that's my name.
There you go. It's made to be, Gigi. You are in the place you need to be. Now, I was talking about what you've been doing. Now, you've been at Circles.life since 2015, kind of a mix between a mobile operator and a lifestyle brand, or at least that's what you were telling me, that's your ambition. How would you describe your company?
So Circles.life is a completely, you know, born and bred Singapore company. The three founders come from a business consulting background. I mean, these three guys got together and said, we pledge to create a company where we are not only going to be in the forefront of technology within the telco space or even go beyond, but the heart of this company is going to be giving power back to the customers. And that's what we've remained true to, that resolve, to that philosophy, and to that pledge. But more importantly, create a product and a service which goes just beyond our customers' base, and the people at large start talking about Circles.life. And that's when we realized it cannot just remain a telco company. It has to go beyond. We have to continue investing in the innovation, because that's where our OPEX is going to be low, our CAPEX is going to be low, and we'll be able to push the value back to the customers.
And also so, push the envelope is what I'd like to say here, push the boundaries. I mean, that's about the company, but I also want to talk about very much your approach to marketing. And before I get to that, I also noticed your early career at Havas Media as a digital associate director. So I'm imagining you're bringing the two of these together because you are a marketer having disruptive impact on your own. What brings that together? What inspired you? Do you think this is what makes you really good at what you do at the end of the day, Gigi?
Yeah, so actually, it's a great question. I was always on the agency side of the world, wherein I was a consultant to somebody else's marketing programs and me advising them how to go about running their media buying or their planning and strategy. But here was my opportunity of jumping the ships or crossing the line. And my single most motivation was to be able to make that impact on the ground and in a customer's in a customer's life. And with Circus Life, that's the opportunity or the offer I got. I got a blank canvas to be able to paint what that customer experience would look like. In my arena of marketing, it meant how do I bring about a fairly unknown brand out in the market to be able to not only just reckoned as a customer-friendly brand or offering customer their power back. So I think this whole philosophy was, how can we get into a smart marketing? And the reason I call it smart marketing is to be able to identify who the right cohort is and then be able to talk in the language that they will most warm up to. We identified that today's audiences are time poor and information overloaded. It will take nothing less than a miracle for me to make them raise their heads from their phones. And that's where it sort of dawned on us that we have to make it something more so disruptive, which is going to be, you know, could be because of controversy, could be because of disruption. So nothing short of a controversy is how we identified that we will be able to enter their media feed and intercept their media feed and create that disruption.
I love the idea. You know, it will take nothing short of a miracle to get us to look up from our phones. That is so very true. Just at a high level, I'd like to get into an example because I want to leave our listeners in this first segment with an idea of what you've been up to. And then we'll talk about the blueprint for it. Give me an example of one of your guerrilla marketing campaigns.
Well, Peggy, you're really asking me to unleash the horses out there. So I will do so. I think for us, the biggest... A biggest challenge was how do you break enter in a market highly saturated in terms of telco as a product? Here's us trying to bring this wonderful proposition saying, we are going to give the telco's power back in your hands, but how do we make them take notice, take attention? So all starts with, can we give them a proposition which is really disruptive? So in a market where typically a 3GB plan is going to cost you $20. We created a telco add-on in which you could get 20 GBs of data only for $20. And so fairly impressive proposition of 20 GBs for $20 and has a nice ring to it, 20, mm-hmm. 20 for 20. So we created this campaign. Now my big challenge was how do I make people raise their heads from their phones. And we said, you know what? Singapore being just such a disciplined city, why don't we play with that idea? And we created a campaign all on the basis of creative vandalism. So we orchestrated a live vandalism at a couple of subway stations. MRTs is what they're called here. And the idea was essentially that we first going to buy out spaces. We're going to plaster it with a fairly oblivious advertising about a new upcoming telco, completely fake. And then we're going to plant our own influencers who are going to go and vandalize the site. And this was pre-orchestrated. And about 4 days' time, we're going to bring those down and we're going to then put our Circus Life messaging saying, hey, this fake telco is only giving you 3 GBs for $20. Here's Circus Life breaking the mold and giving you 20 GBs for $20. Now, on the launch day, we do just exactly what's planned. We create the whole vandalism. And just for the sheer act of vandalism, it caught the PR's attention, got on the news wires. And because of the whole that frenzy, people just took notice as to exactly what's happening. And then the drama unfolds in about 48 hours, where we are asked to pull those advertising down, which is being vandalized in these MRT stations. And then we say, okay, you know what? Let's speed it up. We don't have 4 days. Let's just put our message out there. So we said, okay, here's Circus Live bringing you 20 GBs with $20. So here's what we did. We created a controversy just to disrupt people's news feeds. We got people's attention. Now that we've got people's attention, we need to generate curiosity out of it. So we created curiosity by introducing the problem of you have too little a data for too much money. And then comes, how do I farm that curiosity and convert it into an interest? Is by showing them an answer to the problem of too little data for too much money. And then we said, here's Circus Life's offering. For 20 GBs, you only have to pay $20. Now, this is us introducing a solution to the problem. This way, we are able to reel in the interested people or reel in their interests after we've generated a fair bit of curiosity. And then it's just about the last mile, which essentially is how easy and how frictionless can I make a customer experience right from an advertising all the way to our website or through our app. So this is pretty much how we created kind of a wave in Circle at Singapore. And now, even till date, 5 years late, 4 years later, Circus Live is still synonymous with that one campaign, the first campaign that we did, vandalism. And well, we picked up an Effie for that. And I'm very proud of our team that we were able to pick up a whole bunch of awards, but Effie is the most important for us anyways.
What's really interesting about this, Gigi, is that it's not just shock value. There is a funnel. There is a call to action. There's something. You don't just get my attention. You present a problem. You give a solution. It's so well thought out. That's why I wanted to have you on the show. And we're going to talk about that blueprint, but we do have to go to break right now. So listeners, you can see there's a huge reason to come back. We're going to hear a blueprint for, shall I say, disruption, a blueprint for disruption, Gigi, with you right after the break. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.FM and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.FM.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.FM. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we're back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz. We have Gigi, head of Omnichannel and MarTech Platforms at Circles Life. And Gigi, before the break, we were talking about fantastic awards you got, but for real impact. But in order to do this, you have to have a framework, or you have to have something that you're following, and you do have a framework, design, viral campaign by design. Tell me a little bit about the steps in that.
So Peggy, you know, I would be doing injustice if I were to say that we designed it first and then we started creating and ideating all these ideas. In fact, it was the other way around, and we kind of stumbled upon it, as the best of the inventions in our world has been kind of stumbled upon ideas. And this was exactly what it was. So when we created this Mandolin campaign, or when we gave away free money, and another campaign, which I would love to talk to you about later, but the idea essentially was, how do we create a core of an idea? And then once we have baited this controversy out there and people have sort of caught on to it, how do we then sort of reel them in with the, you know, with enough curiosity, and then towards the interest sort of embankment? And that is what the whole idea was. Create an interception worthy enough to be able to get people's attention, raise their heads off their phones. But then most important is that message cannot just be a flash in the pan. It has to be everywhere. It has to be all your various medias, talk about 360 degrees, have to talk about it, have to present it exactly in the same manner. The vandalism campaign I spoke with you about, that may have happened only at two premises, but it was backed by influencer program, which was essentially took on the social media campaign or the social media scape. And we knew it's going to attract a fair bit of PR, which is going to help us cover the rest of the larger press, public relations or PR sort of, you know, news wires. And then it was backed by a paid media initiative, which was both digital as well as offline. So in that sense, it was a complete envelope of across all the genres, all the disciplines of media, and around our audience cohort, making the person feel that, gosh, these guys are everywhere. And where is this activity happening? It seems to be happening everywhere. And that is what the overwhelmingness, that is what you want to leave the person with, is only when you will be able to make sure that it doesn't become a flash in the pan and then that's it, because that's the last thing you want. You need it for it to sustain itself and then maybe grow into its own, you know, and grow into an animal of its own. So this is exactly what it is. Phase one, you create a fire, which is your core of the idea. Then with social media and your PR, which is your heat, and your influencers program, which essentially keeps it alive. And then you, only then is when you sort of with paid media, which is what I call light, is where you sort of, you know, let that message go far beyond. So it's fire, heat, and light, kind of a mechanism that I use. But more importantly is, once you've gone into the fire piece, how do you keep it thriving and how do you keep fueling it is where your the seed of the product or the seed of the idea has to do the trick. If it doesn't stick on, then it's not going to give your heat or the light any life to it.
It's not something that you're building out of nothing. There has to be value there. Otherwise, it will very quickly fizzle out because it will be exposed to what it is, which is just a lot of excitement, no substance.
Exactly. And I use a mechanics of just asking four questions. Will I see it? Will I care about it? Will I understand it? And will I act on it? See, care, understand, act. If I'm able to answer all those four questions, you know, as an affirmation, that means yes, my idea or my proposition makes sense and it has a higher chances of working. But if you were to ask me in economy that, hey, have you cracked the formula of doing all your campaigns viral and let it go viral? Obviously, the answer is no. I haven't cracked the formula to take every campaign viral.
And your point about the questions to ask are important to our audience as well, because they can decide whether or not they have a campaign that can do this. You know, you have to ask questions. And and not everyone is going to have a brand that's as cool as yours where they can say, hey, vandalism will work for me. And one other thing that you've done is you've also turned it into a cycle here. You close the loop. You use messaging? You call it here dangle solution, bait and hook. Maybe you want to tell me a little bit more about that, because that's the CTA part. That's the call to action and the path to conversion. What's your approach there?
Yeah, so Peggy, you remember how I talked to you about a criteria to evaluate whether the idea has some meat, has some strength. When you mm-hmm. do see, care, understand, act, it's the action part which is what defines whether it's going to actually deliver on your business KPIs or on your proposition, or just for the fact that the end result that you wanted this campaign to meet. That act piece is what is going to bring the money home or bread to our tables. This is what essentially is the closing of the loop for us. When we understood that, okay, we've created a vandalism, yes, a great proposition of 20 GBs of $20, but how many signups did I finally get? And a big piece of that is customer experience. And that customer experience, for me to be able to deliver across all the channels, we needed a platform wherein we are able to sort of talk to everyone, get their feedback at every juncture of the conversation, and then respond back, which is where we kind of use an omnichannel platform. But for our later campaigns, not for the vandalism, but for our later campaigns, we partnered with CleverTap to be able to give us this platform for us to be able to orchestrate that conversation across all channels. And then this, the on the back of this platform is how we are able to record or get the responses back and then tie it back with our business KPIs. The action part comes back to us in a form of how did the customer respond to either our ads or mm-hmm. to our conversation, our follow-up conversation, either through emails or push notifications if he's already signed up or she's already signed up, or just on ads. When they clicked on it, they came to the website, how did they behave? Have I been able to create successfully a retargeting pool all across the funnel, from just a homepage to marketing pages to e-com and then cart abandonment? And then am I able to farm that back? So given this methodology, which was already in place, now we just needed a top of the funnel initiative, which we thankfully have a framework of. But it's most important is when a person is going through that user journey, at every juncture, am I able to create a data point, turn it back into my, bring it back onto the platform, and then be able to farm or use that intelligence to either enrich a person's persona, know a person more or better, to be able to target them at a more affinity or higher affinity channel or at a higher affinity message, to be able to close that loop. So it all goes back to the philosophy of see, care, understand, act.
So that makes a lot of sense, Gigi, because you have an approach that follows the funnel, and you can also see from reaction and acknowledgement from the customers, you know, where they are in that funnel, you understand more about them, you can segment them properly, re-engage as well. Can you give me some idea of the metrics I'm going to be looking at as a marketer, or the metrics that you've been able to move as a result that tell me that I'm on the right track here? Because there's so many different moving parts. I want to be able to assess success and also have some early warnings when campaigns maybe not aren't failing, but maybe not striking a chord with my audience.
Yeah, of course. Peggy, I think what's important is when a person designs, we should not just get flown or blown away by the idea, but should have a specific KPIs at every juncture to be able to understand and be, and those KPIs should be the measure of whether your campaign is actually going on the right trajectory and on the predefined path. Take, for example, we had created various junctions right from the vandalism that had happened. We knew whether we're creating enough tweets or retweets for the influencers, and whether we are able to create a fair bit of social mentions, right, that was right on the top. We had an ad or a video-based ad, which was also sort of following up the same message and resonating on YouTube. And we had benchmarks of number of completed views, same thing running on Facebook. And then all of those created an audience pool of people who have seen half a video or up to, say, a brand mention for us to retarget them back. But more importantly, as in person, as a person goes and comes to our website or on the campaign page, I know exactly how many visits have I gotten. And there's a benchmark there. Typically, I run a campaign. I am expecting that if I'm able to hit a certain amount of news wire, a certain amount of virality, then I should get, let's say, a 2x or a 3x. In our case, we got a 5x jump on our visits. Wow. And more importantly was the organic visits have to increase, because a true test of a campaign gone viral has to be that you're getting an organic visit, an influx of organic visits, which is not injected by paid media or by any other, influenced by any other media or any other action. So if we're getting a healthy amount of organic visits, will be a true testament. In our case, it was 10x. It was a 10x jump, which not only was a spike on that day, but if I were to give you an average, we were averaging at 5x throughout the rest of the month. That was a good 20-day period, where we not only got that jump of 10x on the first week, we also sustained it for a 5x jump, which completely just changed the paradigm for us. So that was a true testament that yes, the campaign has now gone viral, and we've churned out a fair bit of organic visits. What it essentially did was also that the share of total transactions or online purchases was pretty much skewed towards paid media at, let's say, at 30% or 35%. And suddenly, because of this influx of organic visits, we found that skew has now changed to less than 20% towards paid media or paid initiatives. And 80% was now towards organic, which was a huge win for us, because we've just about starting, and we had already planned that there will be a fair bit of paid media or paid monies that will be required for us to continue keeping the lights on or just continuing hitting our targets. But now, with this big wave of organic visits, has suddenly just put us into a different orbital trajectory.
I was going to say, that is really incredible. Orbital trajectory, I like that, because that's exactly what it is. I am astounded. The audience wants to hear more, but we do have to go one last break, Gigi. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.FM. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we're back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz. We have Gigi, head of Omnichannel and MarTech Platforms at Circles Life. And I usually end our shows with just like, okay, just high level, I'm going to ask something, you know, word association, but no, I think that we have to change the rule here, staying with your tradition, break the rules, go with some more cool campaigns. Tell me another one. Vandalism was cool, but you've got a number of them that are pretty cool. And one that's timely for 2020. I won't give it away, but I have to think that's probably my favorite.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you ask more, I'll give you more. And so I'll tell you something. So iPhone is launching, an iPhone X. It's launching in Singapore. And now here's the first time that they're going to break their form factor and remove the center button. So it was going to become a big frenzy. We knew it. So we created a campaign purely for targeting journalists and influencers, where we sent out an iPhone 10 package to all the journalists and all the top influencers in Singapore. That package was of iPhone 10, and it said nicely, you know, in a classic Apple iPhone 10 package, and nicely wrapped and everything, and it went to all the iPhone, all the journalists, and it's from Circus Life. And the whole idea was, so when the package arrives and a journalist will open it, and first they will, instead of a phone, they'll see a brick. Now, what just happened there? And then there will be a note, and the note would read, "Hi, we sincerely wanted to send you the latest and the greatest Apple's iPhone 10, but then we realized that you're not on Circus Life Network, so your phone, anyways, will render as a brick without the power of Circus Life data, and therefore here's a brick instead of an Apple phone." And that, obviously, you know, some we rubbed it the wrong way, but it was essentially for people who could appreciate a good prank. They had a hearty laugh, but more importantly, the end result was it created talkability and shareability among the seeders and the influencers, who are anyways not only have a higher fan following and most and a high chunk of readers, but they are also, they've never been a party to a campaign, or they've never been on the receiving end. They've always been the mediators. And here's a campaign which actually makes them the end users, or the at the receiving end. So it sort of catches them off guard. And instead of us instigating them to, you know, write about it, they just automatically get motivated enough to write about it. And then it starts another wave. So here's another campaign wherein we caught the seeders off guard, and we sent them a brick instead of an iPhone 10, and we got away with it.
And I did say at the top, you know, we're all happy to say goodbye to 2020, but you did it in a very different way, probably very classic for you at Circles Life. Tell me about that one, Gigi.
Well, that was done by our Australian team, and the whole idea was that, again, in Australia, when we're launching, we're a brand new, we are an unknown brand, and we needed to make a mark. So here's the Australian team came up with an idea that, why don't we show the middle finger in the middle of the road, create an effigy of just a middle finger. And we're going to place it in front of the headquarters of our competition, but we cannot show the middle finger to our competition and blatantly so. So we're going to call it, you know what, fuck 2020. And then everybody, the whole public's support, or the public's consensus, is going to come behind, right behind it, because nobody likes 2020. Therefore, we just using that sentiment, or rather, in catching that sentiment, we just came up with this idea of creating an effigy of a middle finger. Now, we happen to have placed it right in front of our competitors' headquarters, and then we moved it around from various places in Sydney. And so that was taking our controversy, or rather forming a playbook out of the whole controversial framework, and now spreading it across all our markets, Australia, Taiwan, and now in Indonesia. What I'm happy about is our team has been able to keep the spirit alive and is able to replicate, going back and proving that disruptive campaigns can be designed.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of playbook, I think that you should make your 2021 resolution be to build one from this, because it really is interesting. Just as a last comment, you know, people will want to get in touch with you. They will want to understand, what did you do? How do you do it? Just maybe chat even on LinkedIn or elsewhere, and you're probably going to be pretty active in social. What's the best way to stay in touch with you?
No, LinkedIn. LinkedIn's the best place.
And Gigi has shared his journey, and of course, to help marketers, organizations, and our listeners as they drive customer connection and re-enter the market post-COVID-19, CleverTap continues with its Reimagine Growth series of webinars. It's all over at hashtag Reimagine Growth. And in the Reimagine Growth webinar series, it's all about lifting the lid on top mobile brands, how they're successfully handling acquisition, engagement, retention right now. So get ready to grow and check it all out over at clevertap.com/reimagine-growth. And if you want to keep up with me throughout the week, find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, you can email me, peggy@mobilegroove.com is where you can also find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. You can check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to WMR.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, Amazon, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, faces, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.